Also, before the game and after the game, we got a lot of audio for you. Gordo now brings us some choice selections.
Yes, I do. This is grade A stuff. I mean, this is USDA approved. You know, it's time to lighten the mood a little bit. I know the Ranger fans are depressed this morning, but we can all laugh together, can't we?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, before the game yesterday, as we were down on the field, there, of course, are all the heavy hitter national reporters down there. You got your Chris Berman. We're going to talk about that also at 8:15, the awkward interaction we saw between Chris Berman and Ron Washington that had us all turn our eyes into hypno wheels there. But so we head over. One of the first people that we see is Bob Costas, and he's sitting there talking to Peter Gammons. So they are in a confab there for a while, and then they split off, and Bob Costas talking to someone else. Well, that leaves Peter Gammons hanging out by himself. So Junior somehow got squared up with Peter Gammons, and they got into what I'm deeming the worst small talk I've ever heard in my life.
It was terrible.
It was horrible. They were just out of sync. Peter Gammons, Junior introduced himself and said, you know, hey, we've been doing a show with you every week this season. Peter Gammons had no idea about that. It was news to him that he had been on with us every week the entire season.
I might as well have said, hi, I'm from Mars.
Right. And Peter Gammons, I got to say, looked really old in person. I was surprised at how different he looked in person than he looked on TV.
He looks old to me on television, but he looked a lot older in person.
Yeah. P1s may remember what if they showed a shot of Stan Musial before the game. He looked about twice that age. And Stan Musial's 90.
Now, Peter was very nice and complimentary of the Rangers, and we talked for a while. It was very awkward, though, because...
Kind of like our weekly visits?
Yeah,
because Gordo,
it was worse than that.
Gordo was going after this next gentleman that you're about to hear, and so that left me, as he said, paired up with Peter Gammons. And that's the last thing Peter Gammons wanted.
Oh, he was so not interested in it. So you're going to hear a little bit of Junior's small talk is captured at the beginning of this. And then you'll hear my exclusive with Bob Costas.
Ooh.
Series. That
was really good series.
People are going crazy.
On Texas. You know, Randy Newman did the Super Bowl, so I know the team pretty well.
It's unusual for the best team in baseball to win.
Yeah, it is.
The ticket to be on with him in a second.
Oh, that's okay. The ticket in Dallas.
Okay.
We've talked to you several times before.
Yeah.
Want to ask you just a couple questions. You're kind of a baseball old school guy.
Mm-hmm.
Fan of the game. Do you like the way Kinsler wears his pants, or do you prefer the long, untailored look that a lot of these players are going with that look like?
I'm partial to anyone who wears their pants high. Mm-hmm. I'm partial to the Juan Pierre look.
Right.
I like it. Now, even mid-calf is okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the Manny Ramirez, CC Sabathia, this is an oversized pair of pajamas, even though I'm standing in the middle of a big league diamond in front of 45,000 people. I'm not a fan of that.
Why did uniforms get so supersized over the years? I mean, it looks like they're buying at Target now.
You know, I think it's, you know, related to basketball uniforms and Michael Jordan wearing big floppy shorts and that kind of thing. It mm-hmm. became a certain kind of look, and it may be more comfortable for guys, and they're always were guys that wore them somewhat longer, even when I was a kid. Not everybody wore them old school up high, but at the very least, at the shin, you know. But now it's a wonder they don't trip over them.
Does baseball do as good a job of marketing itself as basketball and football? Is that a problem?
You know, I think baseball has done an increasingly good job. And I think a lot of people are stuck in kind of what used to be the old analysis that baseball was behind the curve on this. I think they do a better and better job with their overseas marketing, with MLB.com. The MLB Network has done well. Speaking of which, I've got to go leave and be on with them. Al Leiter is motioning to me that I'm late. So I think they've done pretty well of late.
And final question, has anyone ever told you you look like Mark Hamill from the Return of the Jedi phase?
Ever since the movies first came out, I've been hearing that, yeah.
Well, congratulations on that comparison.
And congratulations to him.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.
There's Bob Costas.
Is he always just a seamless talker?
Yes.
And isn't that just the greatest voice?
Yes.
It sounds like a cello going off there.
I love Costas. He is the best, with all apologies to our new dear friend Joe Buck, Bob Costas is the greatest living broadcaster.
Yep.
I agree.
No doubt.
All right, so then we go to after the game. Now, get ready, P1s. Go ahead and buckle your P1 seatbelt, because it's time to climb on that C.J. Wilson roller coaster that gives us so many thrills. So I go to him after the game, and you would think, you know, heartbreaking loss. C.J. is going to be upset, right?
Sure. They all were.
I'm telling you, C.J. acted like he was unaware of whatever happened in the game. I mean, it just didn't seem to affect his life at all. All right, and you listen to this C.J. interview. You think he'll call me bro or dude?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. He also, at some point, sounds like he doesn't know that he lives on the planet Earth. And a thing to remember in this is remember that the artificial intelligence app on the new iPhone is called Siri. Okay, because he makes a joke about this, and he even punctuates his own joke with it. So here it is, my patented post-game C.J. Wilson interview installment number two.
CJ?
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's happening? We're back in the same place.
Just World Series thing, dude.
Yeah, the World Series happening. If this is the worst thing that happens to you in your life, you've still had a pretty good life, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of worse things have happened to me personally, you know what I mean? And a lot of people out there on Earth. But, you know, nothing at this level of sport is easy. And obviously we're trying to do something that's never been done before, meaning winning a World Series for our franchise. And there's going to be a lot of resistance, you know, when you're climbing to the top like that.
How do you wind down after a night like this?
I don't know. I'll probably watch some TV episodes on my iPad that I downloaded, and you know, just put on some music and try to relax. Read some scripts or something like that. So,
indeed.
Just chill out.
What'd you download on the iPad to unwind to?
The Walking Dead. It's phenomenal television. I really like it. It's my favorite thing I've seen since Lost.
So the Lost would be second on that list?
No, Lost is first. Lost is the best TV show ever, in my opinion. But Walking Dead is the best show currently on television that I've seen, that I've gotten into. I really like Modern Family as well.
Lost unsatisfactory ending, or did you think they did the best they could?
You can read my blog about that on leftylefty.com. I did a three-parter on the finale.
Oh, see, that's helpful. That way you don't have to recount it here. You can just hyperlink me here.
Because I can't actually sum it up, I mean, you know, in a quip.
Right. You wrote it in a fit of inspiration. And
it's an extremely drawn-out conclusion. I was a very huge Lost fan, as I do know a lot about Lost.
iPad 1 or iPad 2?
I have both. I just recently acquired an iPad 2 because I figured, hey, you know what? In the playoffs, I deserve it.
An iPhone? Which version are you on there?
I just ordered the 4S, the new one. Sorry about it. But actually, I'm a BlackBerry fan. I had an iPhone previously, and I didn't like it at all, but this new one seems to have enough features that I'm going to go for it. Plus, on Verizon, the reception's actually good. On AT&T, it was terrible.
Disagree.
So you'll have a BlackBerry and an iPhone.
Yeah, I like to party.
Thank you, CJ.
So, there you go. Aaron. You're welcome.
Hey, oh, man. Jeez.
I just lost the most crushing game. I got to tell you, I was in the Matt Harrison gangbang, and I looked over my shoulder, and there across the clubhouse, I see two lonely figures, Gordo and CJ Wilson, talking to each other, and I just got a big smile on my face. It's so funny to see you two together.
Did they
and
lose?
Knowing what gold he was probably giving you.
And I'm so pissed I didn't go any longer. He would have talked to me for a lot longer.
Yeah.
And I could have gone an extra 3-4 minutes with him and drawn him off sides on all kinds of crap.
I knew the iPad answer. You already knew he had both of them.
Now, when you said iPad 1 or iPad 2, and he said both?
He said both. That's right.
And then did he say, because I deserve them?
Yeah, he said, you know, I decided to go ahead and get the iPad 2 because, you know what? We're in the playoffs. I deserve it. Oh, jeez. And when he saw me, he said, there was that flicker of recognition because I think he remembered our earlier conversation from last trip here. And he said, what's up, bro? What's up, Dave?
You know, somebody brought up a moment. In fact, it was Dan McDowell, and I had forgotten this. This was the moment. This was one of Wash's greatest moments as Ranger manager. But do you remember when he went to the mound to make a pitching change, and a pitcher flipped him the baseball?
Oh, yes.
And then Wash grabbed that pitcher by the arm and pulled him back on the mound and said, "No, you hand me the baseball." That was CJ.
It was CJ Wilson. That's right.
I'd forgotten about that. I mean, I remember the moment, but I didn't remember that it was CJ.
Yeah, it was CJ.
Flipped him
the ball, and the way Wash grabbed him by the arm, pulled it back, and said, "You hand it to me, son."
I think that may have been Wash's shining moment as a Ranger manager. But it also figures that that was CJ, right?
Yes.
That would do
perfect.
That.
Perfect. What's up, bro? What's up, dude?
Awesome.
Like, Lost is, like, phenomenal. Like, Walking Dead, phenomenal.
His cadence drives me mad.
I know. It does me, too.
A three-part blog? Like every, just the finale?
Yeah. Everything is said as if, you know, what are you going to do about that?
Lefty, lefty.com. Yeah. Uh-huh. Lefty.com.
Almost like, you know,
Mark Cuban.
Maverick owner.
All right, Gordo, good job. 852 here on Sports Radio 30.